My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie. He's now the chairman of Conservative HQ, and he is the author most recently of Takeover. He joins me now to weigh in on what he thinks will happen and what he hopes happens and what the impact will be if various things happen on Super Tuesday in the quest for the Republican nomination. And Richard, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Just about everybody concedes the fact that Trump is likely to win the vast majority of states. What are the states that you're looking at to determine major dynamic changes here in terms of who stays in and who stays out? You've obviously got Cruz running in his home state of Texas, where he's ahead, but everybody says he's got to win there if he wants to stay in. Is that a must-win state for him, and what other must-win states exist out there for folks other than Trump?
It would be exceedingly difficult for Cruz to defeat Trump if he failed to carry Texas. I think that Oklahoma, I think Kansas is a state that votes tomorrow. Louisiana is a possibility. I think there's three or four states that are possibilities. I think everybody acknowledges that Rubio is not going to win any states tomorrow. And Cruz can win anywhere from one to, four states, five states possibly tomorrow.
They've been saying Rubio is competitive in Minnesota. Last poll I saw had him and Cruz within about seven in Georgia and maybe one other state. What's the impact on Rubio if he does put up another goose egg on the scoreboard tomorrow? Of course, he's looking ahead to March 15th in Florida, but what's the impact on the campaign if he can't score one state tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be very, very difficult for Rubio. It's difficult for him now because the most underrated thing that is necessary for someone to be successful when they seek their party's nomination for president is you must have a base. And most of the candidates who ran this year, the 17, 18 that announced, had no base. Had a name, had a lot of money, but they had no base, and that's not sufficient. Trump's base now, the three major candidates left. Trump, his base is his dollars, his billfold, $10 billion. Rubio is the establishment, and he didn't have that base until recently, and he's been going up in the polls recently because the establishment Republicans, Washington Republicans, are moving his direction. And Cruz's base, of course, is the conservative movement. And I think that's what makes Cruz such a formidable opponent for Trump, because the conservatives make up the vast majority of primary voters in the Republican process. So I think he's looking good in that area. There. Right now, no question about it, Trump is looking very strong, and only one of two kind of entities, if you will, can defeat Trump. One is Donald Trump. He's quite capable of defeating himself. And two is the conservatives. Every time the Washington establishment attacks Trump, his numbers go up. They have no credibility with the grassroots, and the only group out there that can have a chance of derailing Trump would be the conservatives, particularly conservative movement leaders at the national and the state level.
How much did the Jeff Sessions endorsement hurt Cruz?
It hurts. It's not a positive. Christie doesn't hurt because he's part of the establishment. But it's a disappointment. I don't know if it hurts so much as just a disappointment. There's 80-85% of conservative leaders at the national state level are supporting Cruz, and we can understand conservatives why you might support Carson or even Rubio, but Donald Trump, I think, is beyond the pale. I think he would make America would be putting their life in a very, very dangerous hands. I think I've got a lot of issues and concerns with Donald Trump. I think when the Democrat machine spends $1 billion on defining him, if he were to be the nominee, he would be hard-pressed to get 40% of the vote in November. There's no way that Donald Trump can be elected after the Democrats get through defining him. The mistake that the Republicans and conservatives have made is that they did not define Trump until the last few weeks here. The law of the jungle, Greg, is to eat or be eaten. The law of politics is define or be defined, and Republicans, conservatives failed, quite frankly, to do a proper job of defining Donald Trump until just recently. And the issue is it may be too late, too little. We'll see.
What do you make of the fact that obviously you've got the anti-Trump vote largely divided between Cruz and Rubio at this point, and neither one has any intention of getting out for at least a couple weeks unless Texas polls are vastly wrong on Ted Cruz? So you've got that vote constantly being split, and the way the media has been portraying this race since Thursday in the debate is largely Trump versus Rubio.
Well, that may be the way the media is depicting it, but the votes are with Cruz. Rubio has establishment Republican votes, and that makes up about 25-30% of the Republican primary vote. 70-75% of the primary vote is with Cruz. That's why he's been doing so well out there. And I think that we'll just have to see if it's too late to define. Trump, I think, with the his waffling and having a difficult time disavowing David Duke's support in the Ku Klux Klan could be very harmful. I mean, that's something that really people can grab a hold of. A lot of the attacks on Trump have been like water off a duck's back. I don't think that's going to be the case here. People are going to really wonder what is it that took him so long to denounce the support of the Ku Klux Klan.
Richard, of course, one of the things that's been baffling to so many people in this campaign is that every time it appears Trump has committed a fatal mistake in this campaign, it doesn't affect him at all. In some cases, his numbers go up. The latest CNN poll has him nationwide at 49%. Next closest is 16%. So if this particular issue doesn't derail him, what does it tell you about the voters in this primary?
Well, what it tells you is that they are white hot with anger at our leaders in this country, particularly Washington Republican leaders. The Republican primary voters are just furious with the Paul Ryans of the world, the Mitch McConnells, the John Boehners before. They're just Kevin McCarthy. They're angry at the lies, the betrayal of the Republican leaders. And so they're the ones that created Donald Trump. And they can't do anything about him now. Only the conservatives do. So it's up to us conservatives to define this man who basically is a pro-business liberal Democrat. And do we really want a liberal Democrat taking over the leadership of the Republican Party and the country? I don't think so. So hopefully there's enough time to for Republican conservative leaders to define him as he correctly is, which is a liberal Democrat.
Richard, you said a little bit earlier the only two people that can stop this are Trump himself or Cruz with the help of conservative leaders across the country. What kind of timetable, what kind of scenario do you see playing out here that could actually do that? I mean, how soon does this shift in momentum need to happen, given the fact that Trump's almost at 50% in a five-way race right now?
I'd say you've got 2 weeks, to do it. This thing could go on to a brokered convention in July, but if it goes to a brokered convention and Trump loses, there's going to be so much anger among his supporters that the nomination may not be worth a whole lot, quite frankly. So I think that the defining of Trump needs to happen quickly in the next 2 weeks. And then it can happen. It's in today's world, things move so fast with so many different means of communication out there. But I think it's a short time fuse of only a couple of weeks.
And do you believe, you said they've only started to define Trump in the last few weeks. Do you think he's been defined effectively?
Not really. I think they've started it, but they need to ratchet it up and talk about serious issues. I saw something the last few days where Rubio was commenting on his tan, how it was, false. That's irrelevant. What does that have to do with anything? I mean, we're talking about electing a man potentially who may have serious psychological problems. I think he's a serious narcissist who should be frightening to America to put a narcissistic person as in charge of our nuclear arsenal. And I'm just very, very concerned about his mental stability here and his moral background or lack thereof, which he brags about, that he has basically no moral pending. just no grounds under that, you know, drives him morally. And so I don't think media certainly has not, nor have conservatives properly defined him. But I guarantee you, if he's the nominee, Democrats will waste no time spending $1 billion defining him. And it could be the end of the Republican Party if he's the nominee, and he could end up well under 40% of the vote.
Richard, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, for your time as always.
My pleasure. Bye.
Richard Viguerie is the chairman of Conservative HQ, the author of Takeover, longtime fixture in the conservative movement. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.